Good day. I'm Jackie Judd with Health on the Hill. There is breaking news on Capitol Hill where the Senate has begun voting on amendments to the Democrats' bill to overhaul health care, thus ending, for now anyway, a procedural impasse with Republicans. On the phone with me is Mary Agnes Carey of Kaiser Health News, who has spent the day in the Senate. Mary Agnes, the first of four amendments that were voted on was brought up by Democratic Senator Barbara Mikulski of Maryland, having to do with safeguarding coverage of mammograms and other preventive screening tests for women done in reaction to guidelines, controversial guidelines issued by a federal task force recently. So fill us in.
Basically, her amendment would say that women absolutely have access to these preventive screenings like a mammogram. They wouldn't have to have cost sharing. They wouldn't have to have co-pays. And in essence, the amendment says disregard the current findings of this preventative services task force that you mentioned, and that women must have access to these services and they wouldn't have to pay out of pocket for them.
The second amendment that was passed was also brought up by a Democrat.
Right, that's right. Michael Bennett of Colorado, along with many other Democrats, brought up an amendment on Medicare that says that the bill would not cut any access to basic Medicare services, and that savings used in the bill, the Medicare reductions, would be used to strengthen the Medicare program. This was done to a response from Republicans on the floor. Leading that charge today was Senator John McCain, a Republican from Arizona, who've been saying, look, this bill cuts Medicare. This bill will hurt seniors, and people need to know about that. So this was a Democratic response to that charge from the Republicans.
And that amendment passed with 100 votes.
That's right. That's right. Who's
going to vote against? McCain amendment failed.
The McCain amendment would have said, take the Medicare bill, send it back to the Finance Committee, strip out all those Medicare reductions, and then bring it back to the floor. And again, this is to focus in on the Republicans' concern and charge that the Democrats were going to cut Medicare and hurt seniors. So that's what Senator McCain's amendment would have done.
And then the fourth amendment that was voted on today?
Right. That was from Lisa Murkowski, a Republican from Alaska, dealing with the whole task force recommendations mammogram issue. She was instructing the Secretary of Health and Human Services to not factor those task force recommendations or any rankings into denying coverage to preventive services for women. But Senator Murkowski also added language to her amendment that abortion is not a preventive care service, could not be considered a preventive care service. But her amendment failed on a vote of 41 to 59.
Mary Agnes, when you step back from these individual votes and look at the whole day, what does it say about what we should expect in the next 2 to 3 weeks regarding more amendments and then the ultimate vote on the large health care bill?
I think it shows that you're going to have a very long, very intense fight over health care reform. Republicans are going to look at every provision of this bill. And just because, for example, today their Medicare amendment failed does not mean that you won't continue to hear that Democrats are going to harm seniors, are going to harm the Medicare program. The same thing on the preventive care issue. They'll talk a lot, as they have and will continue to, about the power Republicans feel the bill gives to federal bureaucrats to decide what care is covered. We're going to hear hours and hours of this in the weeks ahead. Senator Reid, Harry Reid of Nevada, the majority leader, has said they're going to work this weekend. We'll have votes this weekend. He's asked members to clear their schedules for the subsequent weekends because, as we know, many Democrats and President Obama really want to get this bill passed before Christmas, but whether or not that can happen, I think, is extremely unclear.
Well, do you expect the Republicans to come back and try to delay one way or another other votes on other amendments? There was some reporting done today on a guide that Senator Judd Craig, a Republican from New Hampshire, put out, giving other Republican senators some tips about how to slow things down.
Exactly. You could have the language of every amendment read. You can voice an objection at any time. You could have a quorum call where you want a roll call vote. You can do all sorts of things to slow the procedure. And I think that Republicans clearly believe that it's in their best interest, because the more time they feel is spent on this bill, the more public examination of it, the better their case can be made. Is their feeling is that simply this is not a good bill for the healthcare system and not a good bill for America. Democrats, of course, have the opposite feeling, but to your point, I think if Republicans can slow things down, they've got more time to attack the bill.
Okay, thank you very much. Mary Agnes Carey of Kaiser Health News, reporting from Capitol Hill. I'm Jackie Judd.